And we go inside the New Balance Tennis Winner Circle with Michael Moe, back-to-back champion here in Tiburon. Some payback from losing the final here 2 years ago. And first off, congratulations, top 100. Just in the initial moments, what does that mean to you in terms of this journey that you've been on?
I mean, it's huge. Something I've been eyeing, you know, ever since I started playing professional tennis. And honestly, ever since I started playing tennis in general, you know, you always aspire to be a top 100 player. That's like the number one goal you hope to be one day, you know, if you're a professional. And I feel like you're kind of in a special area once you get to top 100. And, you know, I put in a lot of hard work. And, you know, I'm really happy that's paying off. And, you know, to win back-to-back challengers, that's huge as well. Something I was not expecting to do myself.
Well, we're going to be doing a little bit of comparing and contrasting in different ways here. So I guess I want to start. Let's talk about these 2 weeks. Columbus, indoors. It's weird to have that indoor one in between two outdoor. You know, you go carry Columbus and out here to Tiburon. Yeah. Compare the court's speed bounce from Columbus now here to Tiburon.
That's actually one of the reasons I wasn't expecting to go back to back, just because, you know, coming from an indoor event to Tiburon where it's super cold. Columbus was actually pretty humid. Mm-hmm. So like those indoor courts, like you're drenched after a match there, and then you come here, it's super cold, super slow as well, very low bounces. So like a completely different court, and you have again one day to prepare, and also you're coming different time zone, you're coming from Eastern to, you know, whatever California is called. And it's tough. Like, I was playing Darian King first round, a guy that I lost to twice, lost to him here as well. So, and then, you know, Tommy Paul in the quarters, like, I mean, that's tough, you know, like, those are really good players, and to, like, adjust, you know, on the fly almost, like, it's not easy. And I'm pretty proud of myself, the way I adjusted, and, you know, the fact that I was mentally tough enough to do it in the first place.
And I know you've given a lot of credit to Alexander Vasquez, your new coach. Compare and contrast, not necessarily what they're teaching you, but just the personalities, Alexander and Glenn, your former coach, just because they seem so incredibly different, just personality-wise.
Oh, you couldn't have it different. Like, I mean, it's literally from black to white. Like, it's insane. Alexander is a very different person from Glenn, but I think it almost, like, it helps in a way. It's almost like a spark. Like, it's a big change. Glenn was unbelievable. You know, me and Glenn, like, he was almost like a father figure to me. Like, he was so close to me. We spent so much time in 4 years, and he's taught me so much on court, off court. Like, you know, he's a big part of my life, and he's always going to be a big part of my life, and couldn't be more thankful for a guy like that. You know, to have a guy like that in your corner is huge. And, you know, Alexander has been helping me out a ton. I feel like he's taking my game to the next level. And but definitely those are two completely different guys.
How much has the focus for the two of you been mental side versus tactical side?
Repeat that.
How has it been in terms of how you've spent your time and what you've learned most? Is it more on the mental side or more on the tactical side?
It's more honestly on the tactical side, definitely mental as well. You know, Alex is a very intense guy, so I feel like just his presence alone brings a lot of intensity to me and a lot of like competitiveness and a lot of fierceness. So I think that helps a lot, but I think the main change has been like on the tactical side. He's implemented a lot of plays in my game that have, you know, probably been my most successful plays like these last 2 weeks, and, you know, ever since I started working with him. And he's really like gave me a better understanding of how to use my strengths and how to use the game I have. So I would say it's more on the tactical side.
And that's what I want to get to in terms of the compare and contrast, the third one here. I was, during this match specifically today against Marcel Granollers, I'm thinking back to your final with Darian King a couple years ago and where you were at then.
Right.
And it was a lot of using that athleticism, that ability just to make a lot of balls, but there wasn't a lot of intent behind with what you were doing.
Right.
How do you view yourself now as compared to where you were 2 years ago in this final?
I mean, I would say same person, but definitely a different player. Definitely a different player. Well, same person, I don't know about that. I feel like I was very composed today. I think, you know, back in 2016, if I put a guy like Granollers, he just would have been tougher than me mentally. And I wouldn't be able to compete with him just because of how tough he is mentally. I wasn't that tough in 2016. I feel like now I went toe-to-toe with him in terms of mental toughness. And also as a player, like you were saying, I stepped up when I needed to. I came in, even though, you know, I missed a couple volleys, I kept on coming in. That's the reason I got the break in the second set. I came in at that 15-30 point, finished the volley. And then when I was serving for the set as well, you know, I hit the forehands I had. So like you were saying, like, back in the day, I didn't really do that. Yeah. I was kind of just like waiting for the guy to make mistakes, and I was a very good athlete. I would make a lot of balls. I still have that.
Yeah.
But now I'm adding a new layer.
It's good to hear that, because then it makes me feel good about my commentary and that I'm not completely insane. So that's the hairstyle. Somebody said on Twitter, as you were going throughout the week, best hair in this tournament. What is the future for the hairstyle of Michael Mo?
This is going to continue. Okay. This is not stopping, especially after winning back-to-back challenges and entering the top 100. This is not stopping. I like to keep the sides short, so I'm always going to keep the sides nice and clean, but the top's just going to keep on going.
Okay. Yeah. So what does this mean in terms of the back half here, the last few months of 2018? This obviously with the top 100, now you're starting to be in that point where you're just able to get in the Grand Slams, no problems.
Yeah.
That's huge, obviously. But it also allows you to get into a few more 250s that maybe you hadn't planned on.
Right.
Maybe a 500 go to qualies and be seated. Yeah. How do you start to structure the last couple months of your season so that you take advantage of that with also continuing some good form?
Definitely. You know, I think right after the Open, I was talking with Alex and my team, and we didn't want me to play challengers for the rest of the year. So I think it's perfect now. You know, I played my challengers. I've won tons of matches. I'm confident, and I'm going to take that confidence into the tour level. I'm probably going to play Stockholm and Vienna, and then if I get into Paris. So, you know, I'm really excited, you know, given the fact that I'm playing really well, beating a lot of players, beating a lot of good players. If I can take that level to the tour level, it's going to be exciting.
And next gen, the finals in Milan, I'm sure that's on your mind as well.
For sure. I mean, Menard Clar has a lot of points. It's going to be tough to catch up to him, but you know, you never know with the way I'm playing. Like I said, if I take that level to the tour event, you never know. Yeah, because you get a lot of points out there, that's for sure.
I was waiting for you, and I look on Twitter and Instagram, and there's Francis, and there's Taylor, you know, celebrating your titles here over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. It has to be just great motivation to see them where they're at, and you're just now that little step behind. You're right there with them.
Nah, it's super cool. You know, those are my buddies. I love those guys, and you know, like you said, like when they're doing well and they're doing their thing, like Francis is 40 in the world, like Taylor, 60 in the world, just got to the semis of Shenzhen, you know, it motivates me. And I think it motivates all of us, me, Riley, Tommy. And I think we have a very good group of guys and very good group of personalities, too. Yeah. So I'm excited, you know, for the future.
All right. So what this means, though, one of your biggest fans, I believe, Chad. CC Smooth on Twitter. He wants an actual full like 30-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Problem is now you're escaping me. You're leaving me.
Right. But that will definitely happen.
So I want to make sure, since this is going to be on the podcast, can we guarantee Melbourne podcast in Australia?
Let's do it. 100%.
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
How am I going to celebrate? Probably have a nice dinner with the family I'm staying with up in San Fran. Probably no alcohol.
Are you even old enough legally?
I'm not, but that never stops anyone, does it? But yeah, I'll just have a nice low-key night, maybe watch a movie or something. Just enjoy the city of San Fran. I love the city, so. Yeah.